I think when the public comes out here to the nature preserve, they're coming out to see a natural environment and perhaps see some wildlife and birds and look at plants and trees. And they don't realize that this land actually has a very different history over time. One of them, for a period of well over 100 years, is that this land was in production agriculture. And that even though agricultural use was here, the land is still the land, and it can be beautiful, and it can be natural, and it can be restored and serve as a model. The Cache Creek Nature Preserve has been a big part of my life for pretty much 20 years, I would say. And I think it showcases what can be done with a lot of hard work, a little bit of money, and lots of good people working together to make something that is beautiful, that a lot of people can access, that normally would not even know that there is a creek out here. So many of the people today, both adults but particularly children, are not out in the environment, out in nature where they can feel it and hear it and experience it, where they're by themselves on a trail and can listen to the sounds of the nature around them or the creek rippling in the distance or leaves rustling. Most children are afraid when they're like that, and we don't want them to be afraid. We want them to love it and enjoy it and learn something from it. The five words that I would use that in my mind can describe this place are beautiful, serene, open, inviting, and meaningful.